We've been hearing a lot lately on The World about the wave of Central American immigrants reaching our southern border, especially the unaccompanied kids. Today, we want to focus on one country where many of those immigrants are coming from, Honduras. There's a police unit there called the Honduran Special Tactical Operations Unit. It used to focus on drug smugglers. Its mission now is to help stop Honduran children from heading north. And the special unit is trained and paid for by the U.S. government. Cindy Carcamo of the L.A. Times discovered that while reporting from Honduras.
My colleague Don Bartletti and I, who's a photographer, we were actually going to visit a source that we wanted to speak with. And in front of the hotel that he was staying in, there were these guys that looked like almost like Border Patrol agents. And I was just kind of staring at them, and actually I tripped in front of them. They all kind of looked at me strangely and started laughing, and I kind of laughed back. And then I saw that one of them, well, actually all of them, the BORTAC, there was like this BORTAC.
That's the acronym for this group, this unit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, actually BORTAC is a special division of U.S. Border Patrol. And they had the patch on the side of their arm. So I recognized that, and I thought, huh, that's really interesting. You know, are these, what's U.S. Border Patrol doing here in Honduras? But you know, I got to talking with them, and it turns out that they're trained by BORTAC in the United States. In the United States, the BORTAC comes to San Pedro Sula or to other areas, Tegucigalpa, and trains them there.
Right. So these guys were kind of tough looking. Were they? I mean, describe them.
Yeah. I mean, really fit, young, tough looking. You know, they stood out. They weren't your typical Latin American police officials that are kind of ragtag sometimes. You know, they were very well suited. They just had a different look to them than your normal police in Latin America. And also, they're wearing these bulletproof vests that said police in the front as well. So they definitely stuck out.
Right. Well, as far as U.S. funding this special police unit, how new is that?
Well, they've been funding, these special units for a while now, it seems like. Some of the documents that my colleague Brian Bennett was able to get shows that they've been funded for a few years now. As to this operation and how much funding they're actually getting for this special operation, that's unclear. The State Department wouldn't get back to us on that information. Just to give you a sense of what the United States is paying for, is most of these guys' uniform is actually paid for by the U.S. State Department. The SUVs that they ride in are paid for by U.S. officials. They have this huge X-ray, like scanner vehicle that's about $1 million that's paid for by U.S. officials. So, I mean, they make no qualms about it, that they're U.S. trained. And actually, they're very proud of it, because it distinguishes them from, you know, other police officials in the country.
But now they're kind of shifting gears, and they're focusing less on drugs and focusing more on these kids trying to get across the border. Why is the U.S.
Yes.
covering these costs for this mission?
It was about 3 months ago that the head of the National Police Agency noticed that there was an uptick in children leaving the country. And so when the surge happened, and, you know, America awoke to, you know, all of these children coming through on the Rio Grande Valley, he decided to ask the U.S. Embassy for help. And the U.S. Embassy obliged, and they said yes, they would, and that's when this team was dispatched to do the special operation, Operation Rescue Children.
So, did you see a lot of solo kids along the border trying to get across?
Not at the border. The kids that we did see were actually at the checkpoints before the actual border, mothers with children. You know, some of them had the proper documentation, but others didn't. We spoke with one mother who was bound for Los Angeles, for instance, who didn't have the proper documentation for her little boy, who's 2 years old. And she was stopped, and she was sent back to San Pedro Sula.
With her kid?
Yes.
And in the meantime, the triggers like gang violence in San Pedro Sula that seem to be scaring these kids away, that continues.
Yes, yes, it does. It does. It does continue. And that's what people are, you know, that's what people talk about here, is that these kids are going to keep going no matter what, unless something is done in the country to fix or to kind of help relieve the whole poverty situation and also the violence.
Cindy Carcamo is the Arizona Bureau Chief for the LA Times. She's been speaking with us from San Pedro Sula, Honduras. Cindy, thanks a lot.
Thank you.